Sometimes I believe that we forget what a powerful God we serve. Amen. When we look at the Bible accounts and the things that God done in the Bible, amen, we see where He would walk on water, where He would look at a funeral procession and He would just stop it and tell that little boy to rise up.
Yes.
He would find a leper walking down the street. And He would say, Lord, have mercy on me, and He would heal him.
Right.
Amen. The Bible says that He went to one place and He healed all the sick that was there.
Right.
Sometimes we forget who we're serving. Amen. Sometimes we forget about the power of a God that we serve. He could still speak to a blind man and say, you can see.
Right.
Amen. I believe that, Brother Mark. He is talking about that, brother. Amen. Jesus can still reach down and just touch an eye. Amen. He could see. Jesus could reach down and touch an infirmity it never existed.
Right.
If we can only realize what a powerful God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Kings. Amen. Appreciate Brother Mark. Good to see him. Been a few couple years since we'd seen him. Amen. I was hoping he'd get up here and, you know, God just use him and take over here. But
glory to God.
Hallelujah. All I know how to do is try to preach what the Lord lays on our heart.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes we don't understand everything, but God does.
Yes, He does.
2 Kings chapter number 2. For you Bible readers, this is a very familiar scripture and a very familiar story.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. The Bible says that there's nothing new under heaven. So I ain't coming to you with nothing new. It's probably been preached before in some way or some fashion. Amen, but I want to preach what God laid on my heart. 2 Kings chapter number 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? He said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho, and the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha, said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. Elijah took his mantle and he wrapped it together and he smote the waters. They were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he went back, and he stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters, and he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Yes.
And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. When the sons of the prophet which were to view Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. They came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. you would, reach your hands toward heaven. Ask God to anoint us. Father,
yes.
Lord, I thank you for the spirit we've already felt in this place tonight. God, I thank you for that Holy Ghost power. Lord, I ask tonight that you would let that anointing settle upon us for a little bit, Lord. God, that you would touch this congregation. God, that you would take your word, Lord, and use it.
Yes.
God, to uplift, to encourage, to strengthen.
Yes.
God, we praise your holy name. Lord, I thank you.
Yes,
God. God, because I know you are able and you are worthy of our praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. And the church says amen.
Amen.
And then we find here a story, like I said, that's very familiar to most people. And what I want to preach and draw out of this is you can still have the anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You can still have the anointing.
Right.
Amen. When I was reading this and I began to pray about this, I don't know how other people get their messages. That's not for me to really know. A man told me the other day, he said, have you seen some kind of chat AI app? And I don't even know what it is. I told you I don't like technology. He said, well, you can take and you can put stuff into this little short stuff. He said, and it'll just elaborate and give you all these big words and these fancy ways of saying things. I said, well, that's real good. I probably wouldn't understand it if I read it. Amen. But anyhow, he told me, he said, there's some preachers that are using this, and I hope this is just in the mainstream world and not holiness. Amen. But they're using this to write their messages.
Yeah.
So I don't know how people get their messages. But I try to pray and get mine on my knees. And as I was driving today and I knew I was coming here and I didn't know who would be here, just to be honest, I figured Sister Michelle would be here. I figured a couple of the children would be here. I knew your pastor wouldn't be here. And unfortunately, I didn't know anybody else here. So I didn't know what to preach. I didn't know, this goes on and that goes on. I don't even know why I'm saying all this, but I was praying. Amen. And the Lord said, won't you preach on, you can still have the anointing.
Yeah.
And he laid this scripture on my mind. I backed that trailer in, crawled up where I read and pray, and I began to read this, and the Lord drew a few things out to me. When you've seen Elijah and Elisha here as they begin to go, amen, as they begin to walk, and Elijah told Elisha, said, won't you just tarry here? I need to go somewhere. Amen. And as he began to go, and they left Gilgal, and he walked on over, and he went into Bethel. Amen. And they got to this place at Bethel, and they met the sons of the prophets. And the sons of the prophets looked at Elisha and said, do you not know that today the Lord's going to call your master away? And Elisha said, yeah, I know it. Hold your peace.
Yeah.
Amen. So Elisha understood what today entailed. Elisha knew that the man that he had put confidence in, the man that he had watched as God used Elijah to do all these miracles. Amen. I thought about Elijah today as I was studying this out. Amen. The first time we see the prophet Elijah, he's standing before Ahab and he's telling him it's not going to rain. There's going to be a time of famine. Amen. And then Elijah disappears to a place called Cherith for a while, and he's sitting down there by Cherith real quiet like.
Yeah.
There wasn't nothing really going on. There's seasons in our lives, amen, that we'll get in this place and it feels like there ain't no fire on top of Mount Carmel. It seems like we're not running the backs of the pews like we one time was. Amen. It seems like we're just in this real quiet place. Amen. Brother Mark, I've been in places where, not that I couldn't really feel God, but it wasn't as strong as I'd felt Him before. Right. Amen. And I begin to pray, but sometimes God wants us to go to Cherith.
Yeah.
And sometimes God wants us to wait there because there's something to learn. Amen. But the next kind of big thing we hear about Elijah is he's up on top of Mount Carmel and he's challenged the prophets of Baal. He said, if your God's real, won't you just call fire down out of heaven? And he gives them all this time. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. He gives them all this time and they couldn't get the fire from heaven. And Elijah begins to pray and he prays this little tiny short prayer and fire fell out of heaven. This is the man that Elijah's walked with. Amen. And I wrote some things down here. here. Amen. Elijah, first of all, he called and told him the drought was coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Then he went to the widow's house.
Yeah.
He took an empty barrel of meal, and it never ran dry. He went up, amen, and he raised a widow's son from the dead. He went down, and he had the fire fall from heaven. Amen. And all in all, there was about 8 miracles that are recorded in the Bible that I could find that Elijah done.
Right.
But this is the man Elisha's followed. Amen. Elisha's been on the skirt tails of Elijah, if you will. He's been there when they called and Elijah would go and he would watch as the man of God would feel the fire from heaven. He would feel that anointing from heaven. Amen. And he would probably with confidence say, I know that the man of God can see this done because he's seen it done before. Amen. But this day's a little bit different. This day Elisha realizes that Elijah's going away.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm no longer going to be able to just walk behind the man of God. Amen. But he's leaving today. Amen. And Elijah said, won't you tarry? Amen. First of all, I find a man that was determined. He said, I'm not tarrying. Amen. I'm going with you. Amen. Where you go, I'm going to go if you will. Amen. They get down to this man. They get down to Bethel and the sons of the prophets say, they're going to take your master away. Won't you just stay here? And then his master, Brother Mark, he says, won't you just tarry here at Bethel? He said, I'm not tarrying at Bethel. Amen. Where you go, that's where I'm going today. I'm going to just grab a hold of you. Amen. And I ain't letting go. Amen. There's times in our life we have to get determined and say, I am going to stand here. Amen. And I'm going to nail the end. Amen. Until heaven comes down.
Yeah.
Yes, God.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
I thank God. Forever carnal experience.
Yes.
Amen. I've been in them places, as Brother Joey Height would have said. I felt like I could take my little water gun and I could charge hell. Amen. But I've been in some places that was dry. And I've been in some places that was barren. And I'll tell you what you better do when you get in that dry and that barren place. You better get determined. The drought ain't going to kill me. Amen. This little thirsty spell, it ain't going to kill me. Amen. But I'm determined. I'm going on. They leave Bethel and they go to Jericho.
Right.
Y'all know the story. This ain't nothing new. Sons of the prophet of Jericho said the same thing. Don't you know that today the man's leaving here? Yeah, I know it. Elijah tells him again, just stay here.
Yeah.
They go to Jordan, the same account. And Elisha said, I'm not staying.
Holy, holy God.
Amen. There comes times in our lives. This may be a little slower. Amen. But there comes times in our life.
Come on.
Amen. We just got to root in and say, this is where God called me to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Brother Mark, I went on the field, and I'm not preaching for money. I've never preached for money. Amen. And I'm not here to tell you anything about that. God done told you God's been good to me.
Praise the Lord.
And I went on the field, and we didn't have enough support, amen, to make it through the first month. I'm just telling you the truth. It's done and gone. Amen. That miracle's already happened.
Yes.
I got there, and we got the first month kind of paid for, and I looked for the second month, and I said, Lord, where's it going to come from? And I heard something echo in my mind. I will sustain thee.
Yes, God.
You know what I decided? I got determined and said, all right, God, I'm staying here until you tell me to leave. I had a guy who said, how long do you plan to stay in Honduras? I said, until God tells me it's all right to go back home. That's how long I'm staying. Amen. Well, what happens when it looks hard? I've got determined. That's what God told me to do. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, you better get determined. Amen. And say, Lord, it don't matter if I'm running the backs of the pews. It don't matter if it feels like we're seeing 30 or 40 come in and get saved. It don't matter if everybody's getting baptized. God, I'm determined. I'll stay where you put me.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Second thing I notice here, I'll throw my notes to Brother Mark. He'll preach this better than I could.
Come on.
Amen. But I'll tell you what. I find a man that's persistent.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hey, sometimes, Brother Mark, I do not like persistence.
Yes, sir.
Out of my children. Amen. Because they decide they want something. It's daddy. Daddy, can I get this?
Yeah. Yeah.
My little boy's got a fascination with knives. And I probably helped him along with that a little bit. But now it's kind of getting, you know, under my skin just a little bit sometimes. Because every time we go in a Tractor Supply or we go in a Royal King or, you know, anywhere that has knives, guess what he wants? He wants a knife.
Yeah.
Amen. But there's other times that I like persistence. Amen. I like that when somebody says it don't matter. Amen. Come what will, I'm persistently going to go after what I need to get. Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I got hungry for the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what I did. I found a place to pray. Amen. I remember as a young boy, we was in revival at Little Mill Creek Holiness Church. Amen. And that's now west side where Brother Jonathan's at. But before they moved up on the hill there, down the lower ground there, they had a cedar-sided little building. Amen. And I remember, Brother Mark, we got hungry for the Holy Ghost. So there was a bunch of us young kids. Amen. We liked to run and we liked to shout, but when they'd preach, we'd get in an altar. And I remember laying around that church and probably about anywhere on the pulpit you could lay, any side over here where the men prayed, I probably prayed. Amen. But I was persistently hungry. Amen. And Brother Stacy Holton came in and began to preach a revival one night. And we would shout, we'd run, but it wasn't real common to run in the middle of the preaching. That just wasn't real common where I could. It may be common for y'all. I won't hurt. If y'all want to run, that's fine. Amen. But when he got to preaching about obeying God. And I was sitting there at two rows of pews. And I was sitting up here on the front pew. And I felt this little spirit in an 11-year-old boy's mind. Said, won't you get up and run around the church? I thought, well, Lord, this guy's preaching. He was preaching about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He was preaching pretty good. But that ain't the time that some kid needs to get up and run around the church, is it? Amen. And Brother Mark, I sat there and the Lord said, do you want the Holy Ghost? And I remember as I stood up in the middle of that church and I took around there running, and I don't know how the rest of this service went, but I woke up sometime later, amen, laid out under that front pew speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. There comes a time you better get persistent. Amen. When the people say that ain't the way it happens, there ain't no real good method. I can't write down and say you got to do this, this, and this. This ain't a three-step program. Yeah, there's some methods in the Bible, but when we get persistent, God honors persistence.
Yes, he does.
Yes, sir.
I remember the story in the Bible. You know, the just judge, that woman would come and she would ask and he would send her away. And she would come and she would ask and he would send her away. And eventually he said, because you continuously coming, amen, and this is bothering me, amen, I know we serve a just God, and it is not unjust, but when we cease the persistent, he will anoint you.
Right.
He'll give you power.
Praise God.
Yes, God.
I've often wondered about these sons of the prophets. Sons of the prophets knew Elijah was going away. They had heard the same stories Elisha had heard. Why did they not follow after Elijah?
Come on.
I believe it was because they didn't realize something. They didn't realize that there was a blessing waiting on them. There's some times that I believe with all of my heart that we stop right before the blessing.
Right.
We stop right before the answer.
Yes, God.
Right. I was talking to a great man some days ago. He's evangelizing a pastor. It's not important who. Amen. But when he was talking, he said, I pastored a little church in Texas. He said, and I remember when I went and I took that church in Texas, he said there was about 12 people there. He said, and it didn't seem, you know, like there was a big, great crowd. He said, but the pastor that had been there for so many years, 8, 9, 10, 11 years, I don't remember exactly. He said he got discouraged because it was the same 10 to 12 people every service. They'd get up, sing three songs, they'd see a little move of God. Amen. But after years of pastoring that, he got discouraged. This man told me, he said, God sent me down there to help them. Amen. They was without a pastor. He said, and I remember when I got there, he said it was 12 people. We sang three songs. We'd have a special, and I would preach. He said, but there was a stirring in the air. He said, it wasn't just a month or two. We had revival, and there was 8 or 10 got saved. He said, and after those 8 or 10, there was 8 or 10 more. He said, and I began, he said, and that man came to me and said, brother, what did you do different? He said, I didn't do anything different. He said, I just got in there at the end of your planting and I reaped your harvest. Amen. Can I tell you something? And you've been a hoeing and you've been a burrowing and you've been a planting seeds. Don't get discouraged. Stay determined. Stay persistent. There is a harvest.
Woo!
Yes, God.
Elisha was determined. Mm-hmm. Elisha was persistent. But Elisha was purposed.
Yes, he was.
Because he followed Elijah. And finally, Elijah turned around, and this is just my little hillbilly mind. Amen. And I know it ain't what it says exactly, but I can almost imagine this. He turned and said, "What do you want?"
Yeah.
"You followed me around all day. We've left Bethel. We've left Gilgal. We went to Bethel.
Yeah.
We went all the way down to Jericho. We went to Jordan. What do you want?" Amen. Did anybody ever think of maybe the Lord saying, "What do you want? Won't you just reach out and say, 'Here's what I want, Lord.'" Amen. And as they come to that Jordan River and everybody's standing and watching afar off and gawking, if you will. Amen. They're standing there and saying, "What is he going to do now?" Amen. And Elijah took that mantle and he smote the water and it parted. And they said, "We know Elijah's got it." Amen. But Elisha keeps going. Amen. And the man of God leaves here in a chair. The fire. Amen. And I can almost hear those sons of the prophets doing what some of y'all are doing right now. Say, "Well, what I do without the man of God? What I do without his anointing? What I do without his praying? What I do without his fasting?" Amen. But as Elisha grabbed that mantle, there might have been a little bit of doubt in Elisha. There might have been something in Elisha saying, "I don't know exactly what I'm going to do." Amen. But God's done said it, and I'm just going to take him at his word. And he picked that mantle up, and it wasn't Elijah's coat that had power. It wasn't just a jacket that he had, but he picked that up and he walked back towards that Jordan River. Those sons of the prophets, they're standing there saying, "What are you going to do now, Elisha?
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?" And I could almost hear Elisha say, "There's still anointing where Elijah got it." Amen. Can I tell you here, amen, in Huntington, West Virginia, there's still anointing left in the barrel. Amen. There's still power in the Holy Ghost. Amen. How many wants some anointing? How many wants the power? And as Elisha picked that jacket up,
yes, God.
And I don't know exactly what it looked like. He walked to that Jordan River.
Jesus.
And he pulled that coat back.
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Where's Elijah?" He didn't say, "Where's the man of God?" He said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And he took that jacket, and as he smote that river and it parted back, the sons of the prophet said, "Oh, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha." I come to tell somebody tonight, there's still anointing left in the barrel. You can still have the power. You can still have the anointing if you want it.
Yes, God. Holy, 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 holy.
You'll study this out.
Hallelujah.
Elijah has 8 miracles recorded in the Bible. Anybody want to take a gander how many Elisha's got recorded?
Come on.
There's 16 miracles recorded in the Bible that Elisha did. And I want to tell you something tonight. I ain't sitting here saying anything prophetic necessarily. Amen. But this is what I feel in my spirit. Amen. There's more where you got it from the last time.
That's God.
Amen. God ain't done yet. God ain't finished yet. Amen. I remember Brother Jason Painter. Amen. He come to Richlands camp meeting, I believe it was, and I really didn't know who he was. Amen. I'd heard his name. We got some family relations there, but I really didn't know him. And he talked about coming to Huntington, West Virginia, and starting a little church.
Yeah.
Starting it in a storefront, if I remember right. And I asked this brother here, "This boy, I've got it all right."
Yeah.
He said, and he was walking down, God sent him to walk these out roads. He said, as he walked by the sign, God said, "That's your church. That's the one you're going to pastor." Amen. Can I tell you something? I wish Brother Jason was here. Amen. Somebody let him know this. God ain't done yet, Brother Painter. Amen. There's still more. Amen. In that barrel. Amen. There's still something else to be done. Amen. There's still a revival to happen. There's still souls to be saved. And we'll get determined. Amen. And we'll stay persistent. Amen. And we'll stay perfect. God's still got an anointing. Go back to Acts chapter number 1. He told them, "You go and you abide and you wait upon me." Amen. And they went up there and they sat. I know how we Pentecostals like to worship.
Come on.
And I like it too. Bible said they were sitting.
Yes, Lord.
And I've got an imagination about as big as this building sometimes. I don't think they was all up there hollering and screaming.
No.
I think they were sitting. And they're probably praying like I remember my former pastor, Brother Mike Roberts, praying.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
I was with Brother Israel Sanders a couple weeks ago. He said, I remember the first prayer meeting I ever went to with Brother Mike Roberts. He said, we went down there. He said, we pulled in that driveway, got down there. Brother Mike said, in the morning, we're going to get up and go to church about 6 o'clock and pray. He said, I was a young boy, and I thought, how we got to pray so early? He said, we rolled into that church. He said, Brother Mike rolled up there, flopped down on that pulpit, and just stretched out, saying, do I see it in my mind as clear as daylight? He said, he got up there, and he went, oh, God. Oh, God. He said, I thought, man, that's just the way he snores. He's up there sleeping. He's drug us all out of bed. He's up there sleeping. He said, a little bit later, I heard, oh, God. He said, it went up an octave. He said, it wasn't a little bit. He said, I don't even know what kind of noise come out of him, and I can tell you, I can't make it, but I've heard it. He said, and I realized there was anointing there.
Yeah.
I realized there was something going on there. He wasn't saying anything fancy. He wasn't shouting and screaming, and I believe that's how the upper room might have looked. But he said, you go and you abide. Amen. There's times in our life, as much as we hate it, if you're like me, I like to be on the go, and I like to be moving, and I like to see things happening. But there's times we just got to abide. There's times we just got to stay set and determined. Amen. And all of a sudden in Acts chapter 2, it suddenly there was a sound. Amen. Can I tell you, suddenly, amen, it might not happen this sudden. It might not happen in the next second. It might not happen in the next week. But there's going to be a suddenly. And if you're still sitting there, if you're still abiding, if you're still waiting where God told you to wait, there's going to be an outpouring.
Yes, praise God. Praise
God. Oh, I'm about to feel that suddenly come upon me.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, and he goes on in Acts chapter 2, and I believe it's verse 39, but he said it's for you and for your children, for your children's children, and for all that are called. Amen. Can I tell you what that means? There's still anointing. Amen. For Good Shepherd Holiness Church.
Yes, God.
You say, preacher, you're crazy. You come into a church, they got up and sung congregationals, and we saw a sister shout off the platform, why are you preaching like this? I don't know. God told me to. I ain't saying you ain't got any. I'm saying there's more.
Yes, God.
And you might be sitting here and say, I ain't felt an anointing like I had in a long time.
Oh, Jesus.
Get determined. Get purpose.
Yes, God.
I'm about done here. I don't really know how that Cherith experience went. I don't like being alone. Brother Mark, my wife is an introvert. She could stay up in her little shell and she could be fine.
Yeah.
My wife says I could talk to a wooden post for at least 10 minutes before I realized it wasn't talking back.
Come on.
Amen. I come in here today. I've already met some of your neighbors around here and talked to them. Amen. I got some good reports about you, Pastor. I like that.
Yes.
Amen. But I like people. Amen. I don't know if Elijah was an introvert or an extrovert, but I feel like probably after about a year or so, he got tired of seeing ravens. He got tired of just hearing water. Amen. And I felt this in my spirit. There's some people says I'm a little tired of where I'm at.
Come on.
I told you might not shout, but I'll deliver what God gave me.
Come on.
I felt in my spirit, Brother Mark. There's some people said I'm just a little tired hearing the same old same.
Jesus.
I'm a little tired of just eating the same old thing. Amen. But can I tell you, if you're waiting just a little bit, there's a Mount Carmel experience coming.
Yes, God. Yes, sir.
I said, if you'll hold on just a little bit, there's a Mount Carmel experience coming. Amen. I'm going to ask you this tonight. Amen. She's playing. I'm closing. How many say I want a little more anointing?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Every hand in the building ought to be in the air. How many can say, Lord, I want just a little bit more anointing? How many can say, Lord, I'm tired of where I've been? Amen. But I'm going to stay where you called me to. How many can say, Lord, I just need a little strength. I need a little wind from heaven. Amen. It's waiting on you tonight. Amen. As you stand and this altar's open. Amen. There's more anointing in the barrel. Amen. That cruiser all didn't run dry. You know why? Because God knew that was all needed. Amen. This cruise ain't empty.
empty either. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. This cruise ain't empty either. All we got to do is stay right here. Amen. And push in there. Yes. God's got more for us. Come on, church.
Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Whoa, Lamb of God.
Well, I'm waiting down here at the river when you come, Lord Jesus. Oh, Satan don't want me to cross.
Yes.
Oh, Satan don't want me to cross. Well, I'm waiting down here at the river when you come, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.